You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Lee is the... It's the lead play in our offense.
Yes, a YN or a tight end to open up somewhere between 6 feet and 9 feet. Get an isolation with the linebacker. Become a tackle, take the defensive end if he's over him. If he's not, to drive down on the first man to his inside. If the YN has the linebacker taken out, he cuts inside. If the YN has the linebacker in, he comes all the way around. Look at this play. What we're trying to get is a seal here and a seal here and try to run this play in the alley.
What's up, gang? Welcome into Packers Total Access. My name is Clayton. You can check us out on Packernet.com. Find me on Twitter at Packers_Access. Email us, PackersTotalAccess@gmail.com. Text us, 865-658-5824. Join alongside Tim live in Green Bay. I tell you, man, we've got the Javon Bullard highlight reel queued up. We're going to do some chalk talk, and Jacob is nowhere to be found. Tim, what happened to Jacob, man?
I don't know. Hopefully not the same thing that happened to me this morning. Sorry, I missed the show.
It's all good, man. We were cracking up this morning because it did get a little off the rails last night. Emilio was just out of control. I'll say that. So, but we've kind of come to expect that for sure, man. So obviously we had a day two of the rookie mini camp. There's plenty of stuff to talk about there. We're going to hold some of that until tomorrow morning, unless we need some filler this evening. But again, we want to spend this time to dive into the Javon Bullard tape and kind of show you guys what you kind of seen there at Georgia. And even a little bit before he got to Georgia too, which is a really cool little thing we're going to do here and show some old school tape on Javon Bullard. Yes.
We got some high school footage.
We got a little high school presentation. It's the best, Tim. I know you probably agree. In the fall, there's nothing better than turning it on a local news station and catching the local highlights from high school football. It's one of those. So these guys are trying to be smart. They're trying to be witty, and it's so cheesy. I love it, dude. I absolutely love it. So we'll get into that. And, all that good stuff. We'll kind of break down Javon Bullard to a T here if I get everything set up right. Let's do this first. So, got the beard in here. Look, he just woke up. You, my man.
I'm not going to lie. I took a nap.
I knew it. It's good to see you, Jacob. Good to see you. I'm glad you hopped in here because, again, we're talking about Javon Bullard, Chalk Talk, and had some really cool footage that we pulled up, too, from the past. So, I'm glad you got to hop in here. I thought it would be neat to kind of go all the way back and look at his high school and like, what did he, I love to look back and say, okay, what did Rivals had him ranked at going into college, right? Were they a three-star? Were they a four-star? Were they a five-star? And it's cool to see people kind of overcome that because some of the greatest players in NFL history here in recent history too, they had low ratings coming out of high school. Right. And they just worked their rear end off, got into the right program, the right coaches, developed the proper way. Obviously, God blessed them with a little bit of physical traits, right? Height, weight, all that good stuff. And the next thing you know, they're great pros. But here is Javon Bullard's Rivals high school card as he committed to Georgia. Okay. You'll notice here you got a 5.7 Rivals rating. That's a three-star athlete, is what he was coming out of. I think it's Milledgeville, Georgia was his hometown, okay? And I think he went to Baldwin, it might have been, the name of the school. I can't remember the exact name of the school, but coming out of high school, he was 6 foot, 180 pounds. He was the 29th 29th prospect in the state, I believe. And then nationwide, he was the 52nd rated safety in all of prep high school, if I understood correctly. So one of those guys that wasn't a five-star athlete, wasn't, you know, just a slam dunk. This dude's going to be a stud, but obviously Georgia seen something in him and decided to make an offer to him. So also just a quick glance here at the college card. So he goes from being a three-star athlete and steps right into college. Matter of fact, let's hold that. Let's go ahead and cue up this old school video. All right. This is Javon Bullard. This is a high school highlight of his high school playing on a Friday night under the lights. And you're going to hear his name mentioned a couple of times, okay? I think he played receiver, and he also played safety. Check this out. This is as cheesy as it comes. I wouldn't have it any other way, man.
He's finally got a chance to play tonight. The Baldwin Braves at home against Westside. Man, how about if we throw it over to you and let you
take that sounds good, Frank. I'll be glad to take it from you. Yes, up the road, a piece now to Baldwin County, where the Westside fellas came rolling in for a slip, slide, and rain.
Look at the shoulders on this guy right here, Jake.
There's white, and then there's white, and that is a white man right there.
He is from the mountains of Caucasus, no doubt about it. All right.
Really fast in the Baldwin Bowl.
He likes mayonnaise.
It's Seminole.
Yeah, hit him with it, Tim. Let's get him with it once here.
There, who in the hell is Mel Kiper, in a way?
Look at this guy right here. Why would you not want to listen to this guy explain football? Are you kidding me? Anyway.
And Braves. Let's go. Well, the gratuitous rain shot. I love a rainy night, and I love these two guys, Jesse Hicks and Spoon Risper. Not only two great coaches, but two great men. And they face off tonight. Open the gate and let him out. Micah Welch sidestepping, spinning, and getting good yards. Yes, sir. Now Jeremiah Scott says it's my turn. Here he comes out of the backfield. He's going to cruise around. He's going to do a little juking. The ball keeps moving. You know when you hear the guys yell, pass? I love it. It helps me, especially when I'm lost like this. Javon Bullard scoops it, and he's in. Touchdown. Baldwin, extra point, no good. It is 6-0 Braves. Braves defense making some moves here. Jalon Miller is going to just have a mouthful of grass, courtesy of Tarikas Harris and Keyshawn Smith. If these two guys hit me, I wouldn't get up until about Tuesday. Now, west side, fake punt. Miller is going to toss to to Kendrick Coates. Heads up.
Boom.
Big hit. Javon Bullard on the hit. Yes, that is a flag. And yes, that is targeting. Coates would be.
All right. We got to do this. We got to play this on loop here. Look at this hit on this fake punt. I think it was a fake punt. This is Javon Bullard right here, guys. This is Javon Bullard.
Bang. Jeez.
Look at that train wreck. Oh, my God. I could watch that 1,000 times. Oh my gosh. And then you see the laundry come in with the body laying on the field there.
That looked like a clean hit though. He didn't leave with the helmet. He popped that kid.
Jacob, I'm pretty sure that is a defenseless receiver there. So he launched himself.
It also looks like it was about 2 yards out of bounds.
All right.
Guys. Drew B said, looks clean to me.
Joseph, the guy's dead.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
It doesn't get any better than that. Last one. Bang. All right, let's get back to the stellar commentary.
On the hit. Yes, that is a flag, and yes, that is targeting. Coates would be okay after that. Matter of fact, Seminoles are undeterred. Miller right back to him again. Touchdown, west side, and they take a 7-6 lead. Folks, this is true love.
What the hell is it? What are we doing here?
I don't know.
The cameraman's like, oh, she got yoga pants on? Let's see what's going on. That's exactly what happened right there.
Back to football. Baldwin Ball, play of the day nominee, Jeremiah Scott has a motor. Take it from here, Mr. Announcer. Yes, sir. 80 yards to the house. They came out in mass. They came out with umbrellas. Zaxby's FF in scoreboard. They came out to see a Baldwin W, and they got it right here. 35-28 Baldwin over Westside.
tell me that guy didn't sound like Wayne Larrabee.
Yeah, that guy looked. Looks like he gets his fashion advice from Jake from State Farm.
He really did.
So I thought it'd be cool to kind of show that. Again, that hit by Bullard, man. You'll see one on this Chalk Talk episode, too, that looks very, very similar to it. And in your defense, Jacob, and Drew's as well, they did not throw the flag. So looks very, very similar here in a second. So you guys ready to get into it?
Let's go, man.
All right, here we go. Let's do it. Let's kill the cam here. Make sure you guys can see this okay. Does that look all right to everybody here? It's going to brighten up here in a second.
It's a little dark. Tell you what.
Yeah, so it'll come in clear. You guys can see the screen, though, right?
Yep.
All right, here we go, guys. Let's get into it. So first play, obviously, this was number 2 Georgia against number 9 Ole Miss. Second and 10 play in the second quarter. You'll see the red circle. Some of these are red circles. Some aren't. I'll try to identify where Javon Bullard is on these plays. So right here, he's playing deep half. All right, which essentially just means he's going to be playing this half of the field, right, from the middle of the hashes over. He's kind of playing that deep half. I believe this guy's dropping deep, too, if there's not another guy off screen. But just focus on Javon Bullard. Watch how he reads the 2 to the 1 here. And what I mean by that, when we talk about the 1, the 2, the 3 as far as receivers, that's a quick way for defenses to identify and communicate receivers on the field. And the way you do that, guys, is you take the receivers on the outside. That's your number 1. That's your number 1. That's your number 2, right? So over here, it's kind of a quick tight stack over here. I think technically he would be the 2. He would be the 3. So you go outside in number 1, 2, 3, okay? So when I say he reads the 2 to 1, what Javon Bullard's doing here, he knows his assignment is to play half, right? He's playing half the field. He's going to read the 2 here in case they try to throw a quick, a quick hitter here. Then he's obviously going to be the closest defender to make a hit. Watch his eyes here. He's going to follow he's going to watch the 2, right, and read the 2 to the 1. And he's going to recognize the 2 becomes, takes himself out of his half of the field, and he's going to bail out. Watch him make a play on this ball, man. This is absolutely phenomenal right here. So you see the 2 already ran the little dig, the slant, whatever you want to call it, like a little shallow cross, if you will. As soon as he does that, let me go 50% here. As soon as he does that, Bullard is just going to bail. So you see how he's kind of watching him. All right, there's no quick hitter there. The backer's dropping into that zone. Now he knows as soon as he breaks in, I'm all over this route right here, right? So you'll see him play his half of the field. And this is the stuff we've seen Xavier McKinney do last year. He covered some ground there, boys. And hopping the ball as well. Just a great interception there, man. So that's him playing kind of that deep half look, if you will. If we want to play a cover 2 look, he can do that. He put it on tape. And again, this is against the number 9 team in the country, 8-1 record. Ole Miss was no pushover last year, for sure. Now here's a better view. You'll see the 2 break in. Now look at him. See, he's still got eyes on the quarterback. He's reading the quarterback's eyes. He knows 2 is out of the play now. Let's focus on 19. You're going to see him flip his hips right here. He knows exactly where he needs to be. Schematically sound, great break on the ball, high points it. For a smaller guy, does a really good job high pointing the ball for sure.
You can tell that cornerback trusts that he's going to be able to pass him off no problem too. He doesn't even look back to see if he has help. He just trusts like, hey, Bullard's back there. I'm going to let him go. All I have to do is stop him from coming inside, right?
Absolutely, and it's a good route too. Don't get me wrong, but the thing is, notice how he's playing inside leverage. You see that, Tim? How he's kind of inside the receiver. If you were to look at where they're lined up, yep. He's playing that inside shoulder because he knows Bullard's got that deep half. So what he doesn't want to happen is for him to give a move outside, break it in. Bullard breaks out, and now this dude's off the races. So he's playing to the scheme. He's wedging inside here, right? He's going to keep that inside leverage, and Bullard's going to take deep outside out here. So again, nice route, but you're right, Jacob. He knows where his guy is. So all right, we're gonna give him that. That's a tight window to throw the ball. Obviously the quarterback thinks he's got it, but he underestimated Javon Bullard's athleticism there for sure. So nice interception there. All right, here we are against Florida now. Georgia's absolutely boat racing them 29-7. So they're trying to get back in the game. This is a 3rd and 8 play. He's going to be playing field side half right here, okay? And what do I mean by that? You've got the boundary and you got the field, okay? The boundary is the short side of the field, right? The field side is the large side of the field. So when you hear us say boundary, we're talking about the short side of the field. When we say field side or just playing field, it means he's playing the larger part. Some people refer to it as wide, the wide side of the field, right? We just say field and boundary is typically the proper way to communicate it. So he's going to be playing field side half once again right here. So he's just going to be kind of playing that deep half. Watch him read the quarterback's eyes here, okay? Because he knows, all right, my responsibility is going to be kind of this deep half. So he's going to kind of stay put, and he's going to read the quarterback's eyes the entire time. And what you're going to see happen here is you're going to see this receiver kind of give a little shake and a slant, right? And he's going to try to get this guy to commit. He may be playing single high. We don't know the exact call, and there is a lot of freedom with some of these experienced college players. They can kind of do what they want in certain schemes. There's no definitive you better be in this spot, you know, on this play top call. But watch his eyes on the quarterback as we roll this forward, man. So you're going to see he's going to go ahead and slide over, right? So to me, what this looks like is half, half, right? But Bullard has got his eyes on this QB the whole way. So he knows there's no number two here, right? There's no two, there's no Y, there's no nothing that's really posing a threat to this middle zone. So he's going to get aggressive. The second this dude breaks in, if he goes deep, yes, he's got to cover. But the second he breaks in here, it's just game on. Watch Bullard jump this. Right here, he's reading it. He's already off the races. You see him break?
Yep.
Watch him chop down. He's ready. Now watch him break. Yeah. That's what we call bringing the thunder right here.
Look at that closing.
And again, all we see is, man, he can hit, right? You see his head smack the turf.
What I see is what we've been begging for a while is finishing the damn play.
Right.
All the way through. I mean, the tackling is phenomenal, but.
But yeah. The thing that really gets me excited is knowing he's playing deep half, right? But he understands the responsibility. As soon as this guy breaks down, and you can see he's chopped down right now. See how he's chopped down and he's breaking in? Bullard wastes no time. He knows exactly where to go. Let's just attack this cat. Put him to sleep.
Oh.
It's a crushing hit.
Perfect on third down, too. Leave him short of the first down marker. Do exactly what your job is right there.
Yep. Watch him come flying in. Yeah, absolutely perfect.
I mean, he barely had time. He had just enough time to secure that catch. That's about it. No time to get upfield, nothing.
Yep. So the two plays we've seen him playing deep half, right? That's what we've seen so far. You've seen a pick already, right? And then obviously you see that huge hit underneath on the slant. Now we're going to go spinner. And I put matching the 3-Y here. Because to me, it kind of looks like he's playing match, but it could just be a straight zone coverage. But when we say spinner, what we mean by that is when the safety spins into the box and going to cover a zone. Or like we say with match coverage, if and then. If they do this, then the defender does that, right? Meaning if he's got him, like if this is match principles that they were playing at Georgia on this specific play, and this receiver – is going to run a deep route. If he runs a deep route and within the match, whatever the match coverage was called, and keep in mind, there's some places that have 15 or 20 different cover three calls, okay, because this is essentially a cover three call, whether it's match or just spot drop. So if he goes deep, then it might be Bullard's assignment to pick him up, kind of turn it into catch man and walk him out with him, right? But instead, he's just going spinner here. So you're going to see him spin into the box, right, down here. And watch this great break on the ball. This guy's got all this space right here. If I remember correctly, I think he just kind of runs a little curl. And watch Bullard break on it. So watch in slow motion. See him spin. No waste of time breaking the pass up.
Nice. Could you really quickly, Clay, describe the difference between robber and spinner?
Yeah, absolutely. Spinner is referring to a zone defense or a zone match defense. When you go cover three, it means typically a large majority of the time, the outside corners are covering a deep third on the outside of the field, right, along the sidelines. And then you've got one safety covering down the seam. That's why it's called cover three. There's three deep zones, right? And that's kind of your last line of defense, if you will. Now, when you go spinner, it's typically referring to cover three zone where the safety spins down into the box, okay? So that's referred to as spinner, right? Now, if you're playing cover one robber, what that means is, let's say that there was another safety right here and you're showing a too high shell. If he was playing robber here, that would be called cover one robber. This dude would take deep center. He would take deep third, and then he would come down and play a middle zone, he being Bullard. That's what you call robber, okay? Now, you've also got cover one drop, and people call it different things. In a cover one drop, what will typically happen in that situation is you might have like a corner kind of playing underneath zone. This guy covers deep third, right? And let's say this guy covers deep third. And then let's say there is a safety right here and he's covering deep third down the seam. In a cover one drop, the mock might kind of sneak up a bit and then he's just going to drop into middle coverage. That's what you call cover one drop or cover one hole. They're covering that hole. Okay. When you're talking spinner, spinner equals zone coverage, robber equals man coverage. So when a safety rotates into the box, all of it is just safety rotation. When a safety rotates down, I say in the box, it's not technically in the box, but when you rotate underneath, then you're playing spinner in zone, you're playing robber in man. Does that make sense, Jacob?
Yeah. No, it's a great
cool. Yeah. And listen, there's probably somebody listening right now going, that's not what we call it. That's okay. There's, trust me, I have learned, I've got about a half a dozen coaches that I talk to on a regular basis, and everybody puts their own spin on everything. But that's pretty globally known, though, when it comes to spinner and robber in that regard. But again, just a great job breaking on the ball there by Javon Bullard. Wasted no time. Plays with his eyes, got the athleticism to make the play as well. I heard something ding a second ago. Was that – did somebody jump in here?
We got Miss Carly Ray in the house
now. Okay, awesome. Good deal. All right, so here's a better look at it right here. And you can kind of see what the defense is designed to do when we talk about spinner. And again, you look right here. These guys now see how they're kind of – he's kind of playing pressed, right? So this might be a zone match. It could be a cover one robber. It could. To me, it doesn't seem like it, though. So you're going to be responsible for deep third. This guy's rotating out. He's rotating down, he being Bullard. And then, yeah, it does kind of look like you got some man coverage. This might actually be robber here. Let's watch it. They're playing catch man.
In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We get all hyped up thinking we're going to get some high-value Jordan Love card, but with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com, the only repack that provides real value, a complete view on all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. And honestly, the best thing for me and my son is the fact that we're kind of novices into this. When I walk into a card shop with my son, and a card says it costs $40, kind of just taking his word for it that that's a good value. So I appreciate the transparency on grading, as well as just getting excited about seeing what you could potentially get. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/packdaddy. Wow, that's crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's 40 bucks right there. Anyways, that's arenaclub.com/packdaddy for 10% off your first purchase.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Yeah. Some people refer to that as rat coverage too. I know Saban called it rat. They would play double rat where they play like a deep zone. Yeah, that looks more like man coverage there, don't it, Jacob?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think that is man. So that would be cover one robber as opposed to spinner. And every time we do these live during the show, we find a mistake, which is awesome because it means you're learning. So, but yeah, just a great job breaking on the ball.
I love how he almost put in a mini stutter step there to time it.
Yeah.
So it's like he's making the decision, but then he's got the instincts to have the timing to get there to mm-hmm. get the PBU. I love it.
There's a little bit of bait in the quarterback there too, Tim.
Yep.
Like, if he just jumps up there, that dude might give him a stop and go, and he's burned, right?
And then the quarterback's probably going to look to the boundary and try and throw that shot ball or something instead.
Absolutely. Good call. Yeah, you got kind of that single coverage up there up top.
On top there, yep. So he probably looks there if Bullard didn't play that correctly. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So now we've seen two plays. We've seen two plays where he covers deep half, he being Javon Bullard. And we got one play where he spun down in the box, right? He rotated into the box to play underneath. All this is important. And just gathering information, go, okay, what's he do and what's he do well? Because, again, at the NFL level, you got to be able to do both. You got to be able to play deep, and you got to be able to play underneath. All right, so right here, he's going to play post safety, all right? So if you watch, I'm pretty sure this is Javon Bullard right here. So he's on the field side. Remember what we said about boundary and field, right? Here's your boundary, short side. There's your field, right? So he's playing field side, but he's going to be playing post safety. You see him already rotating out there, right? He's covering deep center field right here. So let's watch it unfold. He's just going to read the quarterback's eyes. He goes off screen here, but watch this. Where this quarterback throws the ball, you wouldn't think that Javon Bullard would have a play on it. But I guarantee you what you're seeing off screen is Javon Bullard reading that quarterback like a book. As soon as he rolls right, you always go with the quarterback. Listen, they may be able to make a Pat Mahomes throw across their body for a huge gain. We like our chances of forcing him to make that throw rather than giving him that throw on the run, right? So he's going to roll right, let this thing go, and look who's there to make the play. Look at all that ground he covers, man. He's playing post safety just then.
Wow.
So again, post safety on this play. So we've seen him spin down in the box, rotate in the box. We've seen him play deep half. Now we've seen him play post safety and cover sideline to sideline there for sure. All right, right here he's playing robber. Remember we were just talking about robber.
This play, this is great.
This is one of those plays where he's going to seal off the backside and kind of protect his quote unquote responsibility. But as soon as he sees the quarterback getting to the open, watch him kick in another gear and save this touchdown right here. And again, this is 0-0 on the first quarter. If this QB takes it for six, that really sets the tone for the game. But look at 22 right here. See, he's kind of looking for the cutback. He's got to protect his lane too, right? Watch for the cutback. And then right here, it's like, all right, I'll go get him. Hell with it. Look at him outrun everybody on the field.
Huge. Unbelievable.
Son of a huge. God, are you serious? Thought I had six right there.
That's what I'm talking about. Finishing plays, no matter what. Finish the play.
Yeah, so there you've seen him doing a little robber, and another play of him rotating down in towards the box, and hustle play there to save six. All right, here we go.
Clayton, that cutback you're talking about, can you just go back to that and just draw an arrow of what that other thing would have looked like that his responsibility was? Because I just didn't understand what that meant.
You're talking about what his run fit was, maybe his responsibility in the run game?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so obviously, the play is designed. It's a read option. Quarterback's going to keep it, if I remember correctly. It's a read option. So he's looking to go over here, right? He's looking to hit the boundary sideline. So what his responsibility is to come down here in the run fit. If he gets too aggressive and gets back in here, right, and just kind of shoots his shot to try to make the play, there's enough bodies here to make the play, right? They got enough bodies here to make the play. He knows he's sealing the cutoff or the cutback, rather. So if for some reason this quarterback decides to cut back against the grain, say like right here. Now there's nowhere to go, but if he did, that's what Javon Bullard is. His responsibility is in here. Okay.
Gotcha.
Cut back. Now right here, he realizes, okay, he's taking this thing to the house. So he cranks it up. That answer your question?
Yeah, I totally did. No, that makes sense how he was kind of guarding that and being aware of that space before taking off. It was awesome. That's cool. Sorry, I'm taking care of my brother's twins in North Carolina right now. So you can hear them in the background. I've got two little grunty, squeaky things that I'm bottle feeding as I'm participating. So you might hear them in the background a little bit.
I thought it might have been a chupacabra back here. I wasn't sure.
No, definitely not a chupacabra.
Or a velociraptor or something. But all right, so here we go. Next play. He's going to play top down. And watch him match the crosser here. He's off screen. But essentially what they've got is kind of this stack look right here, right? And you're going to see one of these guys is going to work across her. Now, like I said, he's off screen. He's going to play top down here. So now we're seeing a two-high shell playing top down. and watch him catch up to this crosser. So it's this receiver right here. See him cut on the crosser. You'll see a guy flash into the picture. That's Javon Bullard. Look how far he came.
Wow.
All the way from behind and made the play on the ball. Almost picked it. They look like it. Remember the Charles Woodson pick that one year where he caught one like that. Bullard's got a knack for the ball, man. I can't believe he was a three-star athlete coming out of high school. That's just wild. So, again, if we watch it back one more time here, you'll see him coming to the picture, right? Top down. Now we're matching up. All right, I got to match him on this crosser. No one's going to be there. Look how far behind he is right there. Still closed in and made the play. So, just another hustle play, to be honest with you. So,
yep.
Really like that. He's got a lot of that on tape. This far,
it just seems like that we drafted, again, everybody on defense takes unbelievable angles, has great pursuit, and just like you talked about, a great knack for the ball. Like they just feel like they just are ball hawks. Not in the traditional sense, like they're going to be, picking it off every now and then, but they're going to get their hands on it kind of thing. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here looking at 33rd teams right up on him, and one of their weaknesses for Bullard is pursuit angles. And I'm like, what the hell film are you watching?
Well, keep in mind, we're watching the good plays, right?
That's true.
Again, some people like to sit around and watch all the negative stuff. I'm not interested. Like, you could talk to every coach across the league. They want to know what players do well. I remember, I think it was Michael Lombardi told the story about them being in Cleveland with Belichick. And he said this one scout was just, he doesn't do this well. He doesn't do that well. And Bill threw his pen down the table and was like, I don't care what he can't do. Tell me what can he contribute to the team, right? So I don't get the whole – typically if people are breaking down the negative tape, they're trying to – they've got a narrative, right? They're trying to go, I told y'all he wasn't any good, right? Rather than, hey, let's focus on what he does well and then try to put him in a position to succeed. That's how coaches look at it for sure. I'm not saying they don't acknowledge the shortcomings of players, but – they definitely are looking for, okay, what kind of position can we put him in and get the most out of type thing. So here he's playing post safety. This is against Vanderbilt. This is late in the game, 3rd and 5 play. He's off screen. I believe he's playing post safety. So he's back here, right? Watch him read the quarterback. All right. And you're going to see him come flying into the picture here. So snap the ball. Watch him. Look at him come over.
Wow.
All that ground he's covering, man.
Wait, run that back. We got to watch that again the right way. Let's see.
Him in the post. That's what I'm talking about. Get me fired up here on Saturday night. If it wasn't for his own teammate, I'd probably fix that ball off too.
Yep. Yes.
Wow. Yeah, he would have got that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Boy, he has it around his butt, though.
He high points the ball really well, man. That's something for a smaller guy, you know. I think he's just
that wide receiver background, right?
Yeah, yep. There you go. Right, he's got great hands. He can block. Emilio, or let's see, Jacob. You mentioned earlier. Did we get a Home Depot ad on the show?
Yes, we did. I'm not even lying. As soon as I sent you and Ryan the text, I listened to the new Packernet After Dark, and one of the first ads with the song and everything is Home Depot. And I was like, shut up.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Emilio's been on the phones, I'm telling you. That's probably why he's not here tonight. He's out celebrating because we got a Home Depot ad. I guess.
He's celebrating. They sent him a coupon for 25% off Milwaukee Tool accessories.
Exactly. All right. So here he is. You see they're showing this Fangio style, this shell, right? They're showing shell coverage, 2 high safeties, and he's going to play post safety here. All right, this is the play I thought we were talking about just a second ago when I said he's going to rotate down, so I had them mixed up. So his responsibility is deep third middle, right? Deep mid third. So watch him get eyes in the backfield and watch him come flying down and make this play. I want you to keep in mind the distance between him and the where the ball's at. So as we roll it here, all right, so see how he's kind of sitting in the middle? All right, now the running back's got the ball. Look at how much distance there is, okay? So you got 5, 10, 15 yards between him and Bullard. And watch Bullard come down here and make this play. And notice how he sticks to the outside. it'd be real easy to get too aggressive here. Yeah, but he's going to make sure he does not get the edge.
Yeah, you've seen him kind of change the angle there as he was coming around. He realized it.
Like right here, you know how many players would just go, oh, I'm getting back here and make a play.
And they get washed out of the play.
Yep, and they're gone at the sideline, right? Instead, he recognizes it. You're going to see him change angle here, like Tim was saying. Right here, he's like, okay, got it.
Reads the play perfectly, pursues just to get called for a hip drop tackle in the NFL.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's really cool, though, like how he can see that through all of those, all of the other players, right? The white and the red. Like, I just imagine how hard it must be to be able to see where the ball is and track it that well and then adjust accordingly. Like, that's really exciting and really promising, I think. That's like a skill that I feel like is harder to teach, like with the sight. He sees it.
Right. Now, the thing I noticed about the way he tackles, too, he's just real sticky. Like, when he gets his hands on somebody to be a smaller guy, he brings them down, man. He sticks right to the ball carrier, no doubt about that. So, again, here's a better angle. Look how far away he is, guys. Look at the running back.
That's crazy.
And look at Bullard.
Wow.
Look at the ground he covers. No wasted motion. He's got good stride length for a smaller guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Bang.
See how he just leaves his feet, too, the minute he gets hands on the guy?
Absolutely.
Love it.
Yeah. He's a lot of fun to watch, man. Like I said, I really enjoyed the Edger and Cooper episode, but this one, it's like the deeper we get in these picks, the more exciting it gets. I just edited up and got ready Marshawn Lloyd's tape today, so we'll be doing that in a day or two. It's a lot of fun, too.
I can't wait. We still got two more safeties to go, too, from our drafts. I can't wait.
Absolutely, man. So here we got on this play here against Tennessee, Georgia's up 38-10 in the fourth quarter. First and 10 play. He's playing the boundary. To me, it looks like match. Watch him read the switch here and how he holds inside leverage. And then again, he's going to show late hands at the end. So what we mean by switch here, they're going to run a switch release concept. This guy is going to kind of come across and then just try to get skinny, right? This guy is going to bounce to the outside. And I think he sits down, if I remember correctly. Okay. That's what you call a switch release. These guys are changing positions on the field. And it's designed to create confusion. With the DBs, when you get teams that play a lot of man or play a lot of zone match, man match principle type approach. So what he's going to do is he's reading the two. He's going to read the two to the one and pick up the one at the last second. And watch his transition. You'll see the switch. There's the switch, right? So now Bullard just takes his guy on the inside. He tries to skinny it off. He tries to give him kind of a post go. And look at the late hands. Look at the recovery.
Watch that. I get that head around in the NFL, though, but that's unbelievable. That's like feel for the ball, not even eyes on the ball, just knowing it's coming.
You're taught when you get beat like that, once you're beat, play the receiver and attack the hands.
Yep.
That's exactly what – I mean, you couldn't have timed it any better. Like, there's no way they're calling that pass interference.
Yeah, that right hand just boop.
I guess, watch what he does at the end of this play. Can you let it play, Clay?
Oh, yeah, we will. I think I got a little text for you here, too. Strap City, baby.
Oh, baby.
You love to see it. Again, that recovery, man. I know Joe Milton can throw an orange 100 yards. Everybody's talked about it. I'm so sick of hearing it. Boy, he sure didn't get that ball over the top, did he? Anyway, a little Joe Milton hate here on the show. But, all right, here we go against Missouri. Georgia's up 10-7, second quarter, 4:30 left. We're approaching the middle eight, second and 11 play. He's playing field side once again. Can't explain it enough just so people can kind of understand what we mean. There's your boundary. Here's your field side, right? And he's going to be playing catch man against the two, okay? So essentially what catch man is, you're in man coverage, right? He's in man coverage against this cat right here, the number two receiver. And again, why is he the two? There's your one. There's your two. There's your one. There's your two, right? That's how they number off. So he's going to be playing catch man. So he's going to kind of hold his ground. And as this guy gets to him, he's prepared to catch him and play man coverage, just like he did on that switch concept there, right? So he's on the field side. Watch him play this catch man. He's ready. All right. They're going to try to go to an outside fade. You would think they've got all the leverage in the world, but he's just all over it, man. Just gets right in his hip pocket. So here you're seeing a play where he's down – playing underneath kind of that box safety type. He's really playing slot right here is what he's playing. But so as a slot defender playing man coverage, they know he's kind of cheating to the inside here a bit. Of course, they try to take the outside shoulder, and he just recovers perfectly. Look at him in the hips right here. Just, I mean, just right there in the hip pocket, man. Great play. Nothing like flashy, but when a safety can show they can run man coverage against the number two, man, that's valuable.
Really. I'm sure he had a little bit of words for that receiver there when he walked by him at the end. Like,
good try, he said something. No doubt. All right, so this play here, they were showing Shell. They're off screen right now, so they're back here, right, off screen. He's playing field side, so he's going to be on the top of the screen up in here, right? This is your field. Again, there's your boundary. And he's going to man up the three Y. So this is him manning up a tight end that's flexed out, okay? This is what you refer to as Trey Wright, okay? Remember, if it's three receivers, it's trips. If it's two receivers and a third target being a tight end, that's called Trey, all right? So this is Trey Wright. He's going to man up that three Y. Again, why is he the three? One, two, he's the number three, and he's the Y because he's the tight end. All right, so you're going to see him fly up here, going to man up on him. Dude tries to sit down, run a little slant. Perfect timing again. You'll see a better angle right here too. The thing, you're seeing everything. You're seeing the tackling ability, the sticky tackling, right? You're seeing the pursuit angles. We've seen some really good ones here. Granted, these are the positive plays. You've seen him play deep half. You've seen him rotate into the box. You've seen him spin. You've seen him rob. You've seen him man up the number two in the slot. And then right here, like I said, watch him just come up, play top down. Perfect timing to bat that ball down. I think you get a little bit better angle from the back here too. It's really cool. You'll see he times it absolutely perfect, just like those laid hands on that man coverage play earlier too.
Nearly picked by his teammate there flying in too.
Yep. Again, what's he doing, Jacob? He's attacking the hands, right?
Do you think, I mean, the last couple of reps we've seen here, is this, are they going to play him at slot? Like, dude, are they going to try to utilize Oladapo maybe? Like, because we got three safeties, and I don't know how the heck we play all three of them because we got Xavier. But I feel like that those are some playmakers that need to be on the field, man.
Now you know why Keyshawn Nixon put the tweet out saying he ain't coming off the field. He's seen him draft Devon Bullard, and he's like, holy cow, this dude can play slot.
Like you said, I mean, competition, dude, that's going to bring out the best in everybody. We're going to have dogfight in there. I mean, it's gonna be brutal.
I also think about how great it is for our quarterbacks and our receivers too. Like when these guys get to camp and they're working against these guys on defense, you know, it's gonna improve our offense too.
Yep, absolutely, man. Yeah, it's Jacob, you hit the nail on the head, dude. And Keyshawn Nixon is as competitive as they come, dude. He's not gonna just roll over and give that job up. So you're gonna get the best version of Keyshawn Nixon. There's no doubt about that. All right, here's the play against UT Martin. Might as well be a high school, but it is what it is. So what they're going to do here is they're going to run – he's playing field side. Okay, again, here's your boundary down here, right? And up here's your field side. So obviously the red circle is Javon Bullard. He's playing field side. Watch him read this smoke. So
have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Basically, this is going to be a smoke route, okay? So what's going to happen is the quarterback's going to take the snap. This guy's going to do a quick jab step, then drop back and sit down. And it's designed to get a lead blocker here. They're flexing, or they're doing a little quick motion, a little cheap motion with the Y to get out here and throw a block as well. Right. Javon Bullard recognizes and knows. Carly, you asked this question earlier. This is another example of him staying schematically sound. It'd be real easy to just try to attack the mesh point. Get in here and just get where the traffic is. Notice how he hugs to the inside because he knows he's got help out there. He's got help here. He's got help here. And they do a good job kind of setting the edge, if you want to call it that, on the smoke screen. So, again, this is a smoke screen. He's just going to sit down, a couple lead blockers, and watch Javon Bullard come up and make this play. And again, when he hits people, for him to be a smaller stature safety, when he hits people, they go backwards. But look, notice how he didn't jump outside, right? Stayed schematically sound, kept moving forward, and watch him stick. Bang. That was a 3rd-and-3 play. Congratulations, you're punting the ball. That's just a phenomenal job. And here's the thing, like the thing that makes it such a cool play, if you go back, let's look at it from the offense's eyes right here. You got that little cheat motion working out there, right? Look at the hat count, right? 1-1, 2-2, right? 3-3. So essentially, this guy just has to make one guy miss. That's how a play is designed up. You got a hat on a hat right here, and your guy needs to make a guy miss. Problem is, our guy's name's Javon Bullard, and he's just not going to miss the tackle. He's going to step right in here and put his nose in there, put his face in the fan. Bang. Stop him cold. See how low he got to?
Yeah, I was going to say, too, like you talked about, he's just so good at not over-pursuing before he gets to the point of contact. Like, you watch him here, like you talked about, he realizes he could kick outside. That's his last effort. Like, he's got him covered on the inside. He could kick outside, but he has that plant step. Oh, nope, you're not going to go that way. So then he comes back, makes the play, drops his head. I mean, it's just textbook. It's awesome.
And I think right here, this receiver seen this big hog molly here and said, I ain't going that way. I'm just going to hit the straight forward. Yeah, Bullard. Again, the thing I'm noticing about his tackling, too, is when he hits people, man, they stop. It's not like they're dragging him, you know?
It's true. So,
pretty cool. All right, next play. We might get another angle here. I can't remember. Fired up. He's a spark plug on that defense, too, you could tell. Yeah, here's a little bit better angle. Here you go.
Our whole defense is full of spark plugs, man. A lot of these guys have that attribute, and I love it.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Now he's playing the slot again, right? So you see him down here in the slot. Obviously, here's your backers. Imagine this being a nickel set, right? Because you got this trips look down here. Now, this could be a Y. That's a big, big looking target there. So that could potentially be a Y. But nonetheless, you see Javon Bullard down here playing in the slot, right? So they're going to run a read option. I want you to watch him set the edge. So in a read option, the quarterback's going to put the ball in the belly of the running back. He's going to read the edge defender, read the line, and he's going to decide if he wants to pull it out and take off or not. Watch Javon Bullard come in here on this run fit. You guys see him in the red circle. Look at this. Right here. No hesitation. All right, got to get up and set the edge. Now, look, if you're the offensive coordinator and you see this place, this screenshot right here, you're going, heck yeah, dude. Look how this is set up. You kidding me? Mm-hmm. This guy's got the edge. Watch what Javon Bullard does. Drives me crazy seeing defenders not play it this way. He knows he's got to set the edge. So he's going to fight through the outside shoulder. Rather than just coming up here aggressive, hit him, try to drive him straight back and let this dude get the edge, watch him work to the outside shoulder. But not only that, watch how he takes, if I remember correctly, this is the right play. I apologize if it isn't. Watch how he takes his left arm and bench presses this blocker off of him. Right. And again, this is a big receiver, if not a tight end. Look how big that dude is. Right. Watch him one arm, hold him at bay, and still work him to the outside. Look at this. You see it?
Yep.
Look at that. Works himself out to the outside, cuts him completely off, sticky tackle.
Yep. He almost threw him into his own his own guy, too.
He actually did. You're right.
Yeah. Right. Like right there. I mean,
with one arm.
Yeah, that's everything. This is one of my. If he jumps inside there, man, that guy's around the corner for sure. Yeah,
no doubt. Love this camera angle right here too. This looks like something out of a video game, don't it? It's absolutely awesome.
That's my favorite part about Bullard's game. I've talked about it multiple times. I think this might be another one. There's a couple highlights where he comes in. He is not afraid to engage blockers, extend the arms, shed the block, make the play behind the line of scrimmage. Like, that's just, it seems like, again, like Cooper does it, Oladapo does it, Evan Williams does it, this guy does it. It's just, we got some ballers, dude. I'm excited.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so boundary down here, right? He's playing field side, so he's going to be playing up here. You'll notice him right here. He's not circled this time. I'm pretty sure that's Bullard right there. He's going to be playing field side, right? You remember the play we just showed you on the high school tape? Watch this. Tell me this doesn't look just like that high school play we showed where he got flagged on that play. This is a legal hit right here. But watch Bullard back there. He's going to drop back, kind of play that deep third. Dude's going to take a shot, right? Great read by the quarterback. Look at Bullard. Bang. Oh, God. He crushed him. And he, this time he didn't leave his feet though, right? Actually, he did, but well, no, foot's still down, right? So it was just a solid hit. That other one, man, he looked like a propeller flying through the air. So again, just stuck him, man. My poor guy, he's hurting.
Oh yeah,
look at him. He's like, why didn't I? What am I doing out here? Why didn't I play tennis? Yeah, just absolutely stuck him, man. He can hit, dude. And again, there's one out of a post safety. The range he shows getting to the sideline is just phenomenal, man. See if we get a better angle. I can't remember if we do or not. I can't imagine. Yeah, I can't imagine college football wants that hit out there too much. So, all right, here we are against Missouri, tied up 10-10. There's a great defender playing on the other sideline, too. He's probably sitting on the other sideline right now, named Ennis Rakestraw Jr., right, Tim?
Oh,
but, man. Yeah. So,
oh, gosh.
Oh, my
gosh. Gosh.
Tied up 10-10. This is in the middle eight, obviously. Only 45 seconds left in the second quarter. First and 10 play for Missouri. And they're kind of going, to me, it looks like an 11 set. They're going nasty split on the bottom down there. With which probably the X, I guess you could say. Yeah, it's opposite the tight end, right? Unless they're in a double tight end set. Now it looks like, yeah, it looks like that would be the X and the X nasty split down there. But he's playing slot slash box right here, right? You see him in the red circle. Watch him attack this stretch play. So they're going to run an outside zone stretch play, right? They're looking to get out here with this play. Look at Bullard's feet right now. He's already seen something on tape, right? Watch him set the edge. Remember we showed him set the edge just a second ago with that one-arm bench press? Watch our guy right here. Look at him, already getting aggressive right here. I love how it kicks the pellets up on this field to the dirt, whatever. Look right there, right? Watch him cut. Right here, he's like, okay, yeah, let's attack the run. Right here, he reads the line, and it's like, oh, it's outside zone. It's stretch. So watch him change position and set the edge. Outside shoulder. Look, yeah. One arm. See the one arm? What's that?
No, I'm just saying that's amazing. The guy's taking on a blocker that's
That's a tight end too, Jacob. And look, one arm bench press. Look, he's holding him with one arm and setting the edge.
That's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely wild, man. Sets the edge. That running back's like, how in the hell did he even? And look, sticky tackle.
Again, feet leave the ground. When he wraps a bigger guy up top there, he just leaves his feet and uses that body weight.
Yep.
I'm not like worried about that. Drop tackle.
I know. I think everybody is.
Yeah, I cringe because it's like, how else is a DB that's, you know, what is Bullard? Like 5'9"? Or I mean, 5'10", 5'11"?
He's six foot.
So how does he bring down, you know, a big tight end or a
Sam LaPorta.
Yeah. Like you have to leave your feet. You have to drop your hips.
Again, I'm just amazed at, like I said, the way he takes on blockers and just has the spatial awareness, right? The he knows exactly what he's got to do in this scheme. It's on him to set that edge, right? Because the linebacker, you'll see number 10, he fades inside because he's got to look for the cutback, right? So Bullard's kind of on an island out there. Still makes the play. Absolutely phenomenal, man. So you see him there in the box slash slot playing the outside zone run, setting the edge for the defense, something he's got on tape too. So, all right, right here, this is pretty cool. Good awareness here. They're playing Vanderbilt. They're going to run an end around. So, you know, we see a lot of this in Green Bay. This guy's just going to try to run an end around here and take the handoff, right? Great first step. Watch him maintain leverage and shed the block. So he's in the red circle. Watch the first step. No wasted motion. Knows where he's going. Watch him get outside again. See him on the outside shoulder?
Yep.
All over the outside shoulder. Knows where the cutback is.
At the block. Boom. Yep.
Sticky tackle. He ain't letting that ankle go.
He's like an alligator. If he gets one part of you, he's spinning and rolling. Like,
right. Gotcha. He's scrappy, man. Three-star athlete. That blew my mind coming out of Georgia, man. Three-star. The only – other than Georgia, it was a bunch of small schools, if I remember correctly, too, that was offering him. So, pretty cool. All right, let's see. Yeah, here's a little bit better angle. Look at him right here. C22. Look how much he takes on that block, right? And again, watch his feet keep moving and get to the outside shoulder. Whatever you got to do to get to the outside shoulder. Guy tries to cut back. Bang.
Nice.
All right. Next play, Georgia and Auburn. Auburn's up 3-0 in the first quarter. This is a 3rd-and-11 play. He's playing boundary safety, so he's going to be down here on the bottom part of the screen playing deep. Watch the quarterback scramble. Great speed. He's going to set the tone here too, man. This is a bigger quarterback. Auburn likes their – they love their bigger quarterbacks, right? Watch him. He's going to step up in the pocket, roll right. Keep in mind, he was on the field side, and watch him come flying over right here. You'll see him coming to the picture. Look.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
You thought you were going to get a first down? Nope.
And, you know, it'd be real easy for him to just let him go out of bounds. But I love Bullard's like, nope, he's still in bounds. I'm leaving my feet right now so they can't flag me.
Yeah, if they had the if you had the NFL coverage, the announcers are like, oh, Bullard might have got a flag there. And nope, he was clean. Yeah. So.
Now watch how quick he is to get off the turf, and you'll see why. He's going to let number one know about it. Watch. Where you at, big boy? Look how much bigger he is than Bullard.
Yeah, all day. All day, he said. It's only the first quarter. All day.
It's a great angle right here. Yeah. Jim Rope in here. Love it. All right, let's see what else we got here. Now we're up against Bama, the big dogs, right? Number one Georgia against number eight Bama. Bama's up 17-0, third quarter, 57 seconds left. This is a 3rd-and-9 play. They're going to go zero coverage here, all right? He's playing slot. He's going to be playing catch man. And watch him shut down this number three crosser, okay? So, essentially, zero coverage. There's no safeties deep, right? So, it's you got man, you got man, you got man. You probably got a little green dog in here somewhere, I would imagine, on the running back. And a little bit of blitz, too, obviously, with it being zero coverage. So, really key in right here. And notice, watch him play this this catch man, okay? So, the guy's going to try to cross his face right there. Watch him attack. Right. It looks like he's beat, right? Good ball. He's probably beat right here. Hustles underneath. Still gets a hand on it. Looks like he catches it, but it's actually incomplete. Caught up. You see it hit the turf right there. Again, late hands. He attacks the receiver's catch point every time. Bats it out. So 3rd-and-9, what should have been, could have been another 7 points going up by two or going down by two scores. Instead, he saves a touchdown there. Probably held him to a field goal, I would imagine. So. Big play. Look how thick he is too, man. Like, he's not a small dude. He's put on a lot of weight since high school, since that little fella we seen propelling through the air, right?
Yeah, and that was on was on Burton too. Burton is a very fidgety receiver that it's good at getting open and making contested catches. Like you talked about, Bullard, once he realizes he's not in the play, he's going to just throw his body at, like you talked about, the catch point. He's going to break the play up. Like, that's – you can't teach that. That's – I think that comes from maybe his wide receiver background where he knows where the ball's going to be kept.
Yeah. So here you got him. You see him. He's deep half field side, right? No hesitation on this play. This is one of my favorite plays here. Look at the distance between him and where the ball is being snapped, right? You got 3, 8, right? 13. What is that? 18 yards, 19 yards roughly. Watch how quickly he closes again. He's right here off screen. All right. A little pre-snap motion, right? We're going to hand it off. Nope. Little read option. The quarterback's like, well, heck, let me just dump it to number five here. Just a little shovel pass, right? Look who comes flying up out of nowhere.
Yes.
Like, look at the ground he covers. He's already belling right here. He's like, oh, this is mine. Bang. So, pretty cool, man. You got some really good instincts when you can play deep half and still get a tackle, you know, for whatever it was, 2 or 3 yard gain on a short little shuttle pass. So, all right, next play, we're in shell coverage. You guys can see it here, a little pre-snap shell. We got two on the shelf with the safeties. He's going deep field side, half responsibility, so he's kind of playing this whole half of the field, right? Great read. He's going to prevent the first down right here. Watch him attack the football. Ball snapped, playing deep half, right? Going to dump it. Look who comes to save the day. Deep half, guys. Perfect timing. Again, look at the running. The ball carrier stop when he hits him, man. Bang. 3rd-and-14. Should have been a first down instead. It's going to be 4th-and-short. And they're on their side of the field, so they're probably punting. Those are the little things that matter, especially against a team like Ole Miss, number 9 team in the country. Yeah. You move the sticks right there. Starts to put your defense on their heels, right? So, I think we got one or two more here as we wind down. We timed it pretty good. We're at, what, 8:58? All right, so here we are against, I don't know who this is. I can't tell. It's Veterans Week presented by USAA. So field side, deep post responsibility. He's going to read the toss. Watch how fast he closes here. So pretty sure this is him right here on the field side. It's not quite as dramatic when you talk about boundary and field, but that's definitely the larger side of the field. Going to be playing deep post responsibilities, right? And watch him read the toss play and get in here. You see him up top, right? Still in the frame, right here. Chop it down. Let's attack the football. Watch him come flying in through traffic. Bang. Right on the thigh pad.
Again, just crippling these guys, man. As soon as he makes contact, well, they're going down.
Yep. So that's it. I thought it was a lot of fun to watch. Again, we've seen a lot of different things there when it comes to Javon Bullard. You've seen him play deep half, right? You've seen him play post safety. You've seen him play down in the box. You've seen him play slot man against a tight end, which should be a mismatch. You've seen him play robber. You've seen him play spinner, right? You've seen him attack the run, both in the outside zone stretch. You've seen him attack the smoke route, right? When you watch that, now, again, those are positive plays. There's negative plays out there too, I'm sure. But when you watch that reel right there, it's like he checks all the boxes. He does, so. You can understand why Goody spent a second-round pick on him. And, again, Goody took him with the 58th pick, I believe it was. Yeah, 58th pick. He was 50th on my board, eight spots better on my board than where he was selected. So, in my opinion, man, Goody got a heck of a steal there. He was our number two safety on our draft board. Jacob is credited with getting excited about Javon Bullard before any of us. He was the guy that was like, I think he's my favorite safety in the draft. And understand that he fell second on my board. It has nothing to do with Jacob's opinion either. I'd done no personal preferences on that board at all. It was just all data compiled from sites and sources that we trust in draft evaluation. And, yeah, I think it couldn't have worked out any better. If you had taken Tyler Newbin, if you had traded back in the first round and not took a Jordan Morgan, took Tyler Newbin, and you miss out on Javon Bullard, but you got Tyler Newbin, who I had as the top safety in the draft, I don't think the draft falls near as well for you, because that means you're not going to get Edgerrin Cooper. That means you don't have Jordan Morgan. The fact that you got Jordan Morgan with 25, who was 32 on my board, you got Edgerrin Cooper with 45. He was 70 on my board, but keep in mind, Greg Cosell said best linebacker in the draft, most upside, might not be as ready right now as like a Junior Colson, but he is the best linebacker in the draft. Then you turn around and get Javon Bullard at 58 and then Marshawn Lloyd at 88. And, again, when you get to the Tyron Hopper and the Evan Williams picks, they didn't line up with my board, but that gives me even more hope to go, man, Goody's seen something big in those guys to take on that early for sure. So, yeah, we're at the 59-minute mark. We crushed it, guys. That's what I'm talking about.
Perfect. We got 350 watching. If you guys could take just a second to like, subscribe, share, all that good stuff, helps us out quite a bit. So.
Absolutely. I like what Joseph said here. Javon Bullard was ACL hunting. Let's go around the horn one time, man. What's your – Jacob, this is your guy, man. We'll give you the floor first. I want to get your take, Tim. What did you think about him, man, what we watched here?
Yeah, I mean, that is actually the very same highlight reel that I sent you when I first found him. There's actually, like, a lot of other plays where he just shines. That's just one highlight reel. The guy's been playing like an absolute dog. for his basically his whole career, and we talked about his versatility. It is really interesting to think, you know, I wanted to quietly brag. I called the Bullard thing. Obviously, we all loved Oladapo. Evan Williams, I think maybe Southern or somebody said it earlier, like he could sneakily be one of the better picks of this draft because like his skill set is so unique. The guy is just an absolute human missile. Like when they sent him on blitzes, he was like a 50%. You know, rate of the pass rush. I mean, he was just an absolute freak. I think he had like a 90 pass rush. So we have some tools, and to see Jeff Hafley has like a masterful toolbox here of guys like it, to go from where we were at the safety. Like, don't get me wrong, I like Rudy Ford. I liked a lot of the guys that we tried to, you know, give a shot last year. Who was the guy that Mr. Simone Biles. You know, we gave it a shot, but I think that this year's class of young just absolutely hungry defensive players, it's gonna make a difference. We have not had a Green Bay Packer defense that have been headhunters for quite a long time, if ever. And I just want to see us. Can you imagine if we just have an absolute dog defense? I mean, just it's never happened, man. I just want it to happen so bad. I don't want to get too excited.
It's going to take some time, I think, for people to settle in. And again, this is obviously, Tim, we talk about it all the time. This is college tape. It's a whole different ball game when you get to the men's league, right? So I don't expect all these prospects to just come in and play lights out right off the bat. But what we are discovering is they've got all the tools. Like even Evan Williams, I'm not as big on Evan Williams as most people are. When you watch him attack the football, you watch how he blitzes, how he plays the run, he is as physical as they come. And then you go back and look at the PFF grades as far as his pass coverage ability. I'm really eager to see that chalk talk when we get to it, because his PFF grade in pass coverage is like a 72, which is pretty solid. So there, I'm sure there's plenty of highlights there, too, of him making plays in the passing game. But, Tim, what do you think about Bullard, man?
Oh, man, Jacob stole all my points. But, yeah, that – you know, we talked about the defense, man. You know, that's the one thing I've been harping on this, you know, quietly for years, more recently, a little more loudly since I joined the pod. But I've been talking about the fact that the defense has been, you know, us not having a top five or top 10 defense is the one factor that has caused us not to bring Lombardi home. It's why we've gotten so close yet so far away so many times. And so to Jacob's point, I do. I think this is the year that, you know, watch out for this Green Bay Packers team when they've got a legit top five, top tier defense. And you combine that with Jordan Love and this offense putting points on the board. I got a feeling, man, we're going to see a lot of 42 to 10s, you know, 35-13 type of games. If this all works out like we want it to. And, you know, Javon Bullard is a huge, huge piece of that. You know, when we talk about the safeties, you brought up Williams. I'm kind of in the same boat as you, Clayton. He wasn't really, you know, high on my radar at all. Kind of doing a little bit more study on him and liking what I'm seeing. I can't wait to do the chalk talk on Katana Latipo. That's going to be something of just something must-see TV for sure. So you look at just the safety room, you look at what we're doing with our corners, and then obviously beefing up the linebacker room, and then kind of just not even really doing much with that D-line other than maybe retooling some of these guys and making some adjustments. This defense is committed to growing and getting better, and in a lot of ways it already has on paper, but we all know the game's not played there, so we'll see what happens when they step in between the lines and get it done on the field. But Javon Bullard is going to be a star in this league for sure.
I think so too, man.
Absolutely. So, lots to be excited about. Congratulations, Jacob, on another great assessment. In the words of,
he found him early, didn't he, Tim? He found him early, man.
In the words of the great Andy Bernard, nailed it.
Let's go to the chat here. We'll wrap up. Drew D says 59 minutes of Bullard's good plays. Glad he had that much stuff on tape. Good stuff on tape. You run into those problems. I'm expecting some of these later round picks will have like four plays, you know what I mean? Because it's not going to be near as exciting for sure. Let's see here. Coach Lynn in the chat said, could you see Bullard taking over the nickel spot and Keyshawn playing safety? I don't see Keyshawn playing safety personally, but I wouldn't rule anything out. I feel like there's enough bodies there now that if he did take over the slot, I think that they would probably look at having Anthony Johnson Jr. or Oladapo, if Oladapo's toe is healthy by then. Evan Williams could sneak in there too. I just don't see Keyshawn as a safety. I really don't, but I could be wrong. You know, that's just my personal opinion. I don't personally see it, but good question there. John in the chat said, I never questioned Savage's effort, but he never had the kid's understanding of leverage. This kid's understanding of leverage, talking about Bullard. I completely agree. Yep. And it's like he didn't understand. Some people have got it and some people don't. What I call, you know, great eyes, having eyes for the game of football. Like Newbin's got it. That's what got me so excited about Newbin, was he was just always a half a step ahead. You see that with Javon Bullard too. They know exactly where to go at the right time. Drew D said this was an excellent chalk talk. Appreciate you supporting, Drew. You're awesome, man. Coach Lynn, Goody killed this draft. Completely agree. Brock in the chat said Bullard was national championship defensive MVP a couple years ago. I did not know that. Yep. That is wild. So that's showing for sure. Eric Sutherland says Williams is going to be a star. Talking about Evan Williams. There's a lot of people that are big on Evan Williams. I can't wait till we do that chalk talk, because I think I'm going to come away probably feeling the same way. He plays aggressive. He plays comfortable too. That's the thing you notice about him. Coach Lynn says, seeing the guys we brought in now really lets you see how handcuffed we were in the secondary last season. It's so true, and I know people get tired of hearing it, but it's what we said all year long. There was many times I expected to do chalk talk after a tough loss where the defense kind of crapped the bed and expect to go, yeah, that's a bad call by Barry. I just didn't see it. What I seen was guys standing in space, not being aggressive. I seen people dropping, seen defenders dropping interceptions. I think that's the thing, too. Some people will say it was all Joe Barry's fault. If it was all Joe Barry's fault, they'd run the same defense back, right? Obviously, the front office disagreed. Devondre Campbell's gone. You're looking at bringing in a whole new safety crop. You let Savage walk. Obviously, they agreed that it got to the point where it's like, yeah, these are just not the guys to move forward with for sure. So, I'm excited about it, though, man. It's going to be a lot of fun to see how this defense kind of takes shape. I know we're going to be back tomorrow morning for Good Morning Lambeau. And if you guys would, if you're watching on YouTube or Twitter as well, hit that like button for us. Feel free to retweet the tweet, all that good stuff. If you like the video on YouTube, you want to subscribe, we appreciate that too. But when you like the video, it's going to help boost the algorithm so other Packer fans can find this channel and find this content. We appreciate y'all spending this Saturday evening with us. It's pretty cool, man. Most people would be out acting a fool on a Saturday night. Instead, we're in here just geeking out over college tape. I love it, man. Absolutely love it. So we got a herd of people in here. Like I said, tomorrow morning, we'll get you all caught up on your camp news, your mini camp news. There was a lot of stuff that kind of dropped today. I think several people met with the media too, if I remember correctly. It was cool seeing all the beat guys kind of going along the sideline there at the practice facility and getting some good footage. It seems like Marshawn Lloyd is the one that's like, yeah, I'm seeing the most, right? It just seems like he just looks like he's pro ready. I'm really excited.
That's a running back name too, Marshawn Lloyd. Really, right? That guy just sounds like a Hall of Famer. Like 1,000-yard season incoming. Let's go.
Just slot him in. He's gonna make it. That's the thing, is if you guys have a second, go to the Packers YouTube channel. Just watch every single interview. They're, most of them are 2 to 3, 4 minutes long, if that. You just get a hint of what these guys are, what their personalities are, and you'll understand why the Packers drafted them. Again, they're just humble, very hungry, good guys. It just are going to be unbelievable locker room people. So, and plus, yeah, they can play, they can ball. So,
yeah, I think it's going to be an exciting year, man, for sure. What's crazy is I keep forgetting we got Xavier McKinney too. You know what I mean? It's like, yes. It's pretty darn cool, man. Pretty darn cool. So, all right.
Chat was going at it all day. I didn't highlight anything. This is just a little bit of a dig here. Eric Sullivan says, Adam eats his ice cream with a fork. That's the nicest one I can put up. You guys have been going hard in the chat. Thank you for doing that. It's always fun.
That profile pic, too, that Eric Sullivan's got gets me every time with the white Packer helmets. So, yeah, use your imagination if you're listening to this on the pod. So, all right, let's get out of here.
Those of you listening on the pod,
thank you for making us part of your day. As always, let's go out and be the change that we want to see in the world. And go, Pack, go.
The power sweep actually is the lead play in our offense.
Yes, our YN or a tight end to open up somewhere between 6 feet and 9 feet, get an isolation with the linebacker. Tell the tackle to take the defensive end if he's over him. If he's not, to drive down on the first man to his inside. If the YN has the linebacker taken out, cuts inside. The YN has the linebacker in, he comes all the way around. If you look at this play, what we're trying to get is a seal here and try to run this play in the alley.